Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Denise Walsh. She is an entrepreneur. She is the owner of Gluten Free Miracles here in Lexington, Kentucky, and you ought to check that out, glutenfreemiracles.com. And so you check the website out there, and it'd be tell you all the great things you need to know about that. But we were talking yesterday how it got started. She had a son, Connor. Miracle, he almost died of 106 temperature late at night, but God woke her up and she was able to find out that he had 106 temperature and had bacterial pneumonia. Is that correct?
Yes.
So thank gosh for that. But later on, as he grew, he had some other kind of health challenges.
Yeah, Connor just stayed sick. I mean, he was always sick, and often got misdiagnoses with Crohn's or various different illnesses. And it took a couple of years, but we finally got the diagnosis that he had celiac disease. And so basically I'd been poisoning him with wheat because I was trying to feed him healthy whole grain wheat. You know, who knew? But
so tell what celiac is again, just for some people.
Celiac disease means that in your gene makeup, you have a gene that has a strong reaction to the protein gluten, which is in wheat, barley, and rye and spelt. And so
wheat, barley, and
rye and spelt, yes. Okay. And so he was being fed things that he seriously did not need in his body. So it was weakening and compromising his immune system. And so at one point, his third grade year, he had missed 83 days out of 180 days of school. And the doctor's like, you just can't have him at school. He can't be around all those kids and all the germs. So we pulled him out, and I started homeschooling him. But I got to tell you, when we first got his diagnosed, I cried every day for 10 days. I felt like, you know, we were cursed because I didn't know how to feed my kid, you know. And so here we are. We're going to homeschool him. We're trying to figure out how to get him healthy. And I researched and I learned how important food was. And so I started focusing on organic food because it really is one of the most important decisions we make every day is to eat foods without pesticides. And I started just working in my kitchen at home trying to make things that my kid would eat, you know, and get him healthy and strong while I was homeschooling him. And that's how our business, as we started creating things that he really loved, he said, Mom, we should share, you know, this with other people. And that's how Gluten Free Miracles was born. And it really, most people just call us the Miracles Bakery because we also do meet other food allergen needs, and we do paleo and vegan and keto. And so we're known around town now as the Healthy Bakery and Cafe, so that we can really help you if you have diabetes or heart disease or rheumatoid arthritis. We have something that you can eat that won't be a trigger for that, and that can keep you, if you have diabetes, your glycemic index level or whatever. So it's become a blessing to many people because they don't know what to eat. We have people in our bakery that work there with the knowledge to help guide them.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, it tastes delicious. You know, you think, oh, this is going to be like eating a stale rice cake or something, you know, just eating styrofoam or something. And I'm telling you, it's delicious. I mean, just tell people like some of the things that you offer people that they can buy to take home to have for breakfast in the mornings.
Sure. We have all kinds of muffins to meet your dietary needs. We also do custom cakes to meet your needs. Our breads are incredible. They're sold in several Whole Foods and Good Foods and all over the place. Because they sell, because people want a healthy option, and it's really good for you and easy to process. And they're high in protein and high in fiber, low glycemic. And we also have, you know, tasty treats as well. You know, you can actually get one of our paleo Oreo cookies, and there's no sugar in it. It's very little carbs. It's made with coconut flour and almond meal. It is amazing, and it's actually really good for you. It's got like 5 grams of protein in it. So, I mean, it's crazy, but it's just naturally good for you.
Yeah, cheesecake that Morgan that works here absolutely loves that. She has celiac disease. Tell about some of the cheesecake options that you fix.
Yeah, I mean, we have all kinds of desserts. So if you can have dairy, I cannot. But if you can have dairy, we have lots of things with dairy in them, like cheesecakes and cheesecake bars. Our toffee bars are one of the most popular items we have, and those do have cream cheese in them as well. And they're just made with raw sugar instead of refined sugar. Again, it's just, we try to keep things more in the way God made for it to be used and stay true to form and as organic as possible.
and talk about the lunch options, because sometimes people think, well, you know, man, it, you know, okay, I know I need to do this, but I mean, what can I really eat?
And well, we make all of our own breads and buns, and so you'll get a sandwich or whatever on that, and we have wonderful homemade biscuits as well. And again, it's made with non-GMO flours and high-protein, high-fiber flour blends, which is better for you. But our pizzas and our turkey burgers are our most popular lunch options. They're super good, and they're super good for you. So imagine a pizza that doesn't make you feel like you swallowed a rubber tire, and you've got my pizza. And so it's all organic toppings and just, you know, tastes good. So.
Well, and the cool thing is you can, like, order pizzas and take them home and fix them, you know, at your convenience, right?
Yes, we do that.
And also, I know that you guys have offered soups at different times of the year.
Yes. Well, we always have soups, and everything is made from scratch. So, yeah. So, we want to be a blessing. When Connor got the go-ahead to go to school, we wanted to, I told my husband I wanted to take what I had figured out at home in my own kitchen and help other people with their journey. So, our mission statement is that we are faith-driven, changing lives through the power of food and helping people with their personal journey.
Wow, I love that. Say that one more time. That's powerful.
Gluten-Free Miracles is faith-driven, changing lives through the power of food while helping people with their personal journey.
Well, I think the reason I want you to repeat that is I'm kind of dealing with the food situation myself, and, you know, you've helped create awareness in me, and, you know, everybody has to get to a place where, you know, they're willing to look at it. And the Bible talks about there's life and death in the power of the tongue. But I also believe, just 53 years old and never had a weight problem, but the last 4 or 5 years I've kind of let food become, I hate to use the word addiction, but it might be one actually, and you have really educated me a lot about that. And so there really is power in food that we intake, isn't there?
You know, it is very powerful, and I mean, God gave us all the resources on the planet to keep us healthy, but we've distorted that. And our societies have distorted it. And we're making things and we're putting things in our bodies that we're just not meant to have. And so we have to set ourselves apart from that. You know, if you want a junk food body, then you're gonna have a junk food body. You know, you can't just throw anything into your body and think you're gonna feel great. Preservatives are not meant to be in our body. Food dyes are not meant to be in our body. Refined sugar is not meant to be in our body. There's so many things that we're doing to ourselves that we just shouldn't do. And the thing is, you're right, it can be your idol. It can be a stumbling block between you and God because you're not taking care of your temple the way you're supposed to take care of it.
So. Well, and that's a great point, and that's something God's really been working on me. And I've got a long way to go, but I've really been trying to address that situation lately with a lot of wisdom and encouragement from you. And, you know, maybe you're hearing this and you're just like, you know, I need to do something about this. I don't feel good. I know I'm overweight, and I know I'm not honoring God with my temple, which, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, lives in us, our temple, and we don't take care of our temple. We're actually not honoring God, and God's really had to convict me of that, and I hadn't struggled with it forever, first 48 years of my life. So this has been a new season for me, a new challenge. But I want to encourage you, if God's speaking to you about that, I mean you really ought to check out Gluten-Free Miracles, because it can get you headed in the right direction. You can stop in, see Denise, and like I said, I've been a slow process. I've been coming in there off and on for 3 years. I'll decide I want to get healthy, then I stop. And, she's had grace for me.
Well, when you come in, you can't eat the cheesecake. It's not the way to start. But, you know, I mean, God will use us. But I really think doing the prayer of relinquishment is the key. You have to relinquish your free will so that he can strengthen you and his will is made whole and pure in you, because otherwise food will keep, any addiction will keep hold of you unless you do the prayer of relinquishment over that and just say, God, I want your will in me in this. I know you don't want me to have that Hostess Twinkie. Or, do they even make those anymore?
Oh, yeah,
I don't even know if they do.
I haven't had one of those lately, but trust me.
I was going to ask you that next. Time.
Yeah, they do. I know, yes. If you need an expert on junk food, I'm your guy.
You want to avoid those.
but I love one of the things you said to me one time. You said, you know, people fast during the day, and that's a great thing. But, you know, you said, Greg, you've shared with me that you're a late night eater, and you know that's where you've put on a lot of your weight over the years. And you challenged me to do a fast in a different way.
Yeah, so fast at night. I told you, I said, after you eat your dinner, And I really request that everybody try to eat dinner by at least 7. So that, and then don't eat the rest of the night. Eat a good, healthy, solid meal and make sure it's high in protein and fiber. So you should stay full. And just have discipline and fast the rest of the night. And if you make it about God and not about your weight or weight loss, and you make it your spiritual fast at night, it's when you should be detoxifying your body anyway. And just if that's what your crutch is, then don't eat. And every time you get hungry or your stomach growls or you think about food, do what you would do anytime you fast and just pray and say, God, you know, I hope you'll take this as my sacrifice to you tonight. And I'm not going to eat that cookie or whatever it is your thing is, that bowl of cereal.
Chips, ice cream, pizza. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I talking out loud?
Yeah, just a little. And you're not eating that anymore, right?
No, not since you put me in timeout a couple weeks ago, which I'm thankful. You know, Denise spoke the truth in love to me about it, and you know, it was great, and I'm not where I want to be, but the past couple weeks I definitely have made some changes, and I'm already feeling better just mm-hmm. because of that. So there is hope. You can do it. Gluten-Free Miracles is a great place to do that. Denise, you heard her, but you got to hear her story. I mean, came from a really challenging upbringing, you know, and yet God gave her the desire to be an entrepreneur through her son's sickness, and it's not been easy, has it, Denise? How long have you guys been open now?
We've been open 4.5 years, and okay. No, it's definitely challenging. It's like I'll pray for more business, and I'll make more business, and then I got to figure out how to keep up, and you know, employees and labor and ingredients, and it seems like even when we make more money, we still have a hard time paying everything because everything's so expensive.
Yeah, eating healthy is not cheap.
It's definitely not. It's not. It's an ongoing process. I'm still learning. I didn't do this before. You know, I'm creating it from the ground up. And I tell everybody God is really in charge, and I just try to show up and keep up.
Well, you really do, and that's the thing. I want to encourage those people that want to be an entrepreneur that, you know, it's not been easy for her, and she's still learning, and, you know, more business, but it's also more expenses and sales and expenses and costs and all that, but yet God is, 4.5 years, is that right?
Yes.
I mean, that's incredible. Most businesses that start off like yours, 90% don't make it past the 3-year mark, so you've already done that, and so that's great. We've only got about a minute left here. Would you mind just praying for our people here, just about, you know, whatever's on your heart here? So Denise, go ahead and close us out in prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the listeners today and for Pastor Greg and for this opportunity. I'm humbled and honored that I was asked to be here. And I pray that for each person who's listening, when you meet them right where they are in their need, and I pray that they really hear Greg's messages and this ministry be blessed and be able to really help others and bring them hope. Because regardless of how things look or how we want them to turn out, you are our hope. And even when things don't turn out the way we really had hoped they would, as long as we really keep our hope in you, then everything's okay in the end. And Lord God, just reveal that to them right where they are in their moment. Help them to see your truth, that you are pure and you are faithful and that you love us regardless of where we've been or what we've done. You love us. And I just pray for this ministry and this radio station that you continue to bless it and prosper it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Denise, thanks so much for being here today. I've really enjoyed having you here this week.
Thank you for having me.
Well, keep inspiring people. And I know you've been blessed, inspired today. And I want to encourage you to check out the other two programs that Denise shared, her journey of faith, her son's illnesses, and then how God gave her the vision to start Gluten-Free Miracles. And God never wastes a hurt in her life. And Isaiah 55:8-9 says, "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways and thoughts higher than yours." And so I want to encourage you with that today. Gluten-Free Miracles, go check them out on Nicholasville Road over behind Jeff's Car Wash on Burt Road, or just go online, check them out. You will be blessed. GlutenFreeMiracles.com. That's GlutenFreeMiracles.com. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.